Fiction Friday, June 12th. Story by Fujidim, read by Rashaka. I'm Your Density. Marty McFly is jumping behind a restaurant corner, and Penny is a big fan of Cheetos. The biggest, maybe. She glances over to Sheldon, who is enraptured in the events on screen, as always. She wonders briefly what he sees when he watches movies like this, and grabs another handful of fluffy orange goodness from the bag. She knows he loves sci-fi, or fantasy, or whatever this movie could be considered. But does he like it for the reasons she does? Surely, he's not a closet Chuck Berry fan. Or maybe it's the awkward George. But really, retractable sleeves? Even Michael J. Fox's retroactive foxiness couldn't make that seem real. Are you going to order retractable sleeves in the future, Sheldon? What? He hadn't been paying attention, but then he heard her use the word future. So, of course, he's interested. What do you think the future will really be like? We won't be wearing those hideous, clashing silvers and purples, right? I hope not. I cannot predict the future, Penny. I thought you'd read the 4-effect literature I gave you. Was that a lie? No, Sheldon, I read it. She'd never got past the introduction, but he didn't need to know that. Reading is reading, chapter or page and a half. I mean, what do you think your future will be like? What will exist? He pauses, mouth pulling up ever so slightly in amusement at the concept. She tries to stop from getting excited, since that just makes him act so not like this the rest of the time, but she can't keep the grin from popping up. Well, personalized robots, perhaps selective cloning, we'll all own chumbies, of course, my mother will hopefully live to be a septuagenarian, at least, and Missy, oh, and microchips in all pets, immersive, virtual... Penny stares, eyes wide. Where was the off switch? Because, whoops. Also, it's clearly the George thing. The cracks in his voice and the wistful look in his eyes when he talks about circuit boards and non-drip ice cream is total George McFly. She's surprised most that she hadn't realized it before. Neither one of them could pick up on a joke from a mile away. Also, they did this cute thing when they talk about what they love. Proud, almost. So confident that it'll happen that they've already pleased with the progress. Textbook optimist shoved inside the mind of an embittered cynic. Hypnotic. He continued. And government-supplied Roombas and you and maybe moon tourism? That's a bit dodgy, though, because NASA is not so keen about sending non-astronauts up there already. I mentioned robots, right? Penny's still somewhat gaping when he realizes she's not responding even to his pointed questions. You want me to stick around, huh? His mouth is set in a confident straight line. Yes, of course. Now, is that a no on the robots? There's quite a few completely different types. I don't know if I mentioned. You know, why don't I make it simpler? She shakes her head as he pointedly ignores her snickering and goes about breaking the entire category down by robotic laws and floor suction requirements versus life-saving abilities. She rents Charlie's Angels later that week because she thinks she's got a thing for Crispin Glover. Turns out, she doesn't. She returns Charlie's Angels and buys the Back to the Future box set, even though the guys already own it. She has to own it for herself, so she'll have something to bide her time until she's got 4.5 robots, and the guy she may, kind of, maybe, someday, want. In the meantime, she's got nothing but patience and Cheetos. Not a bad way to time travel.